In my dream, I am standing along a road that is straight, flat, and has wide lanes. As I look to the left, I notice a very small town, not more than half a mile away. As I look to the right, the road is straight as far as I can see. The area is flat. I do not see any trees close to the road, which is made up of one lane coming into town and one lane going out of town. At the end of the town and to the right, I notice a sign that shows speed limit 25. I now see four young men jump out of the grass along the road. They are laughing and joking as they run over to the sign, remove it, and replace it with one that shows speed limit 80. I hear them laughing again as they take the old sign with them and disappear into the tall grass. I now turn to the left and see the driver of a car leaving the town. Suddenly in the quiet, I hear a voice state, "He is going out to take care of things he knows he is supposed to be doing." I turn to see the herald, who continues by explaining that the person has been awarded the Safest Driver Award many times. He always stops completely at a stop sign and at right turns with a red signal, waiting to proceed on. He is always courteous to the other drivers and invites them to go ahead at an intersection. He stops at pedestrian crosswalks and does not proceed until the person in the crosswalk has stepped off the road. He always obeys the speed limit. The herald states, "He is a good driver. Observe as he leaves town. Notice his driving and how he tries to make no mistakes." Even though I know that the herald and I are standing as observers, neither of us can be seen. We watch as a good driver goes past us at a slow speed. A little further down the road, I clearly see him observe the speed limit 80 sign. He presses the accelerator, and instantly his car is traveling at that speed. The herald and I now travel down the road a short ways when we see the good driver coming toward us at 80 miles per hour. I notice behind him a policeman with his red lights flashing. After the good driver pulls over, the policeman issues him a ticket and explains that he was going 80 in a 25 miles per hour zone. The good driver explains that he was observing a sign a couple miles back that displayed speed limit 80. He asks the policeman to return with him to see the sign, and the policeman agrees to follow. The herald and I are now instantly by the sign, and the young men are returning the speed limit 25 sign. I hear them laugh as they quickly disappear into the tall grass. I now see the good driver and the policeman return to the speed limit sign. The driver gets out of his car, walks over to the sign, points up to it, and states, "Here is the sign with the 80 miles per hour speed limit." As he points up to it, he is shocked that the sign now says speed limit 25. The policeman tells the driver that he will need to return with him to see the judge. The herald and I are now in the courtroom where the driver stands before the judge, who states that he was found to be going 80 in a posted 25 miles per hour zone. The driver receives a large fine. All his awards had to be returned, and he is now known as the worst driver. Word soon travels around the small town of how the driver cannot be trusted as a good driver. Rumors spread that he has killed people while driving. Someone states that if people see him driving down the street, they should get off the sidewalk since he will try to run over them. Some state that he should have his driver's license taken away. Calling me by my heavenly name, the herald tells me that the driver was driving at what he thought was the posted speed limit, and that he did what he thought he was supposed to be doing. However, he was not given an opportunity to confess before seeing the judge. Walking along with a herald, he now explains, "This is how it was with you. Many did not and still do not understand that you were simply observing what you thought was a correct speed limit. While you were made to stand before earthly policemen and judges who condemned you and declared you an unsafe driver. You went before the only one who has the right to listen, the great judge, and asked for forgiveness. He forgave you, and you returned to being a good driver in God's eyes. The Herald continues by explaining that there are many who have decided to wear a uniform and eagerly hand out tickets. They have decided to serve as policemen, even though they have not been called to serve. They are eager to point out the transgressions of others, yet ignore their own. There are others who call themselves to serve as judges, even though they have not been called by the great judge. They wear the robe of a judge and ask people to refer to them as judges. They walk with a righteous appearance. They make their own laws and condemn those who transgress those laws. This is also the way it is in God's church. There are judges who walk in robes and place a sentence on those whom they do not have a right to judge. These are not God's judges. Those who serve on their own behalf are teaching errors. They conduct their services in a way that is not reverent and holy. They have allowed themselves to be led by the one who is a great deceiver. As we walk along, the Herald states, soon the Holy Spirit will be made clear. Those who have walked in a right path and have asked for His counsel on all things will be guided directly by the Heavenly Father. The Herald stops, calls me by my heavenly name, and says, each day you have asked for His direction and have witnessed His divine hand over you. He has heard the many silent, private prayers that you only want to serve Him. He has heard your prayers and knows your heart. The Herald now points to an open field and says, soon this will be His guiding. I see what resembles a long playground slide that reaches from the ground to a window in the sky. The window slowly opens upwards, and falling from the opening is what looks like gold coins that slide down and create a mound on the ground. As these continue to fall, the mound grows larger. Next, the Herald says, now look over here. I look to the left at what appears to be a large photo in the sky, except it moves as if it is alive. It is a framed photo of Ellen White. On the bottom of the frame is a placard that reads, Ellen White, God's chosen end-time prophet. The Herald explains that all things are possible through the great judge who sits on His heavenly throne. He forgives all, and those who are willing to do His biddings are enabled through Him. The Herald now says to look to the eastern sky. He kneels on his right knee and bows his head in reverence. I hear a voice that rolls through the flat countryside like thunder, yet has the distinct sound of a powerful rushing waterfall, a small stream of water, and the faint sound of a tranquil stream all at the same time. The voice is heard saying, I have watched as my church is degraded from my blueprint. I have watched as the services to worship me have become irreverent, and every possible form of evil has been brought into my earthly court. Many no longer worship me, but Him who rules the earth. This earth ruler rules those whom He has deceived into worshiping in an unholy manner. I am told, I have heard your prayers. I know your heart and your desire to serve. I commit to you as a promise that all that you have seen I will provide and more. Because many seek me in worship and are unable to understand how to find me, I will provide to you my promise as written in Jeremiah 3:15. I now see writing in the sky as I have seen before, except I hear the same great voice speak as the words appear. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. The voice continues, In the halls of heaven is a great clock that shows the Master's time. Watch for when these things will happen, but know that it will be according to when the great clock displays the time of my own choosing. The pastors I will send will do my bidding. They will teach according to my own heart. My earthly sanctuary will be a holy and reverent place to all of those who seek me. All is now quiet. The herald stands up and instructs, "Watch and know that all is according to the great holy clock controlled by him who controls time. All will be according to his time as he is."